We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Tezvav Amabez, and we're starting the Mishnah Tezvav Amar Aleph. We're going continuing the Sugya Lechi. B'chol oisim lechiayim, you're allowed to use every type of material for lechi. Afilu b'davash yesh be'ruachayim, even something that's alive, you're allowed to use for lechi. Rameya oiser, Rameya holds you cannot use anything that's alive for lechi. Rameya holds anything that's alive, since only its ruachayim keeps it this size, it keeps it to be big enough to be a lechi. And once it dies, or lose that, it's a davar she'en b'mamash. Rameya holds that any ruach chaim cannot be used, anything with life in it cannot be used as a mechitza. And the Rebbe Yosef speaks out that even according to the Tanakam, the holds you could use it for lechi, we're talking about it was tied up. It wasn't tied up, it can't be used as a lechi because it could run away any time. So you have this cow or a horse that's tied up, it could be used as a lechi. If it's not tied up, then it can't. But and the Rebbe Yosef speaks out, we're not choshish, maybe it's going to die. That we're not choshish. Shema Tivrach, run away, we'll be choshish, but you tie it up, and therefore you're not choshish for that. But Rameya holds anything Ruach Chaim is not called a good mechitza. Another example of mechitza would be, umetavi mishum goylul. According to Rashi, goylul means the cover of a matseva, the cover of a kever. And Allah is, Rashi says, a chiddush, that a goylul of a kever is tamei forever like oil amaze. That means, let's say a regular case, you have a slab of cement, you put over a kever, and then you move the mace somewhere else. That slab that covers the kever is matama ba'oil forever. It's a goyel. This Rashi is the bottom line. If also a goyel look for matama la'oilam ka'oil ha'meis atzmai. Ba'oil ha'meis atzmai. Matama v'shem goyel. So if you put a balchai as a cover for the mace, it becomes tame, even though it's alive. Usually a balchai can become tame. A behemoth balchai. But here it'll become tame. Ramei matar, meos, no, it's tahar. That's the second halacha of this Mishnah. The third halacha of this Mishnah is, V'koyismol of Gitin Hashem. You let her write on a bachai a get, but it's a glili poiser. It's a glili, here it's not Rameya, it's a glili, he holds posel. So the first two cases of Mishnah, Mechitza de Galachas, and Rameya holds he can't use him as a lechi, and it does not, and a kula does not become a goyel. Mashenki and Tanakam holds it's a Mechitza. And the third halacha is that you can write a get on it, and Rameya glili says he can't. Talk to Gemara. Tanya, Rameya Oyer Mekodavash Yisrael Ruachayim. Anything that's alive, ain oisin oisel loydoy from the sukkah. You can't use it for a wall of a sukkah. Or a lechi lamavu. You can't use it as a lechi to machshir, to mesakin, to mend the mavu. Loyd pasim levarois. You can't use it for pasim rois. We said those L-shaped walls. Loyd goyel lekever, and it does not become a cover for a kever. Mshem Rezili Oyer. Afin kreis melav gitin ash. We also now write a get on a balchayim. Now what's the pshat of Reis Aglidi? About a get. The mechitza, the Gemara expected you to look at Mishnah Sukkah, that the reason is because he holds that Ruachayim, anything has Ruachayim is not a mechitza. But what about get? Our Gemara is explaining over here. My time is why can't you write a get on a Bachai? The Tanya. Even if you write a get on a Bachai, what we do is you would write the get on, let's say, its horn, cut it off, and give it to the Isha. Because a get always has to be given to an Isha. It can't be. You have to give either the whole animal or you cut it off. Either way, you have to give something to the Isha. But Rav Yitzchak says you cannot use the balchai for a get. Why not? My time is the Tanya. Sefer. It says in the pasuk, it's called of Sefer Krisis. Sefer, Rashi says, means a megillah, means something, a klaf. Because it's mavuya, a sefer could be rolled up. It's mavuya in the pasuk of Yirmiyah, a sefer could be rolled up. So it says in the pasuk sefer, any other sefer, you only can write get on klaf. When I learned Rav's called dava, hand it to my any other type of paper, tam leiva v'kasav law. It says v'kasav law, it's a ribui, mekom makom, you can write on anything. Im came out tam leiva sefer. So why does it say in the pasuk sefer? Basically, it says loy malak teach us mas sefer dava shein by ruachayim ein oichol. Just like sefer does not alive. And it's not a food. I've called davash in ruachayim ve'no echol. It can't be alive and it can't be food. And Tosafot speaks out that it's not a klal prat because usually klal prat means only like a prat. It should be a cost of law sefer. It's only like a sefer. It has to be sefer. Here it says v'nos labiyoda, which is a klal prat to klal, and darshin kein a prat. What's kein a prat? It means it's similar to the sefer, which is not a ruachayim. It's not a echol. Rabbanon who hold, you could write again on a balchai, what do they hold? Miksiv ba sefer. Does it say the cost of law ba sefer? It says the cost of law of sefer krisis, sefer ksiv. It doesn't say you write in a sefer. It says the cost of sefer ksiv, sefer svarim almahu. Just means you write her a sefer svarim, you write her a story. The story says to divorce her. Sefer ksiv, sefer svarim almahu. Also, that's what's teaching us. So then, Shver, if you're a bottom, have a cost law. If you're a lili, that says the cost of law is going on safer. We stand, it says the cost of law, you have to write it and you have to write it in a sefer. And it doesn't mean dafka sefer, it means it's similar to a sefer. According to Rabbanon, sefer is mesiras dvar ma'amah. Why is it sefer v'kosav lo? Sefer nosan. Why is it sefer kosav lo? V'kosav lo, sefer krisis. Why is it loshon v'kosav lo? And I even tell me I have read Lashma. There's two v'kosav lo. I think that's how he speaks out. And the question is, what do you do with the second v'kosav lo? My darshivay. Zogti gemara, huma boyle, v'ksiva miskareshes, v'eina miskareshes v'kesef. Teach us that you only can megarish someone with ksiva, and not with kesef. Because of law, dafka v'ksiva, dafka what I get, but not with kesef. How would you be megarish with kesef? Rashi says you would give her kesef and say, be miskareshes with this kesef. Zog, what would have been a core kesef? Zog, you know, however, iskish yitzila avaya, it says in the pasuk, V'yotza v'hoysa l'shachav. Yotza means it goes out, the get, then v'hoysa, it marries someone else. There's a hekesh, the yitzia, which is the get, to the havaya, which is becoming, getting married. So how is k'shil havaya, ma havaya, because just like havaya works with kesef, af yitzia, we think works for kesef, as this hekesh, k'mas v'onda pasu, v'kos av law, v'ksiva miskaresha, stafko, with writing, you become divorced, and not with money. But basically, that uses the cost of law of a sefer teaches that has to be dafka, something is not ruach chayim. How does he know that you can't do gerushin with money? But basically, high svarim nale. Nafgula learns a positive sefer krisus. Loshin krisus, a sefer krisus, the juxtaposition between sefer and krisus teaches us sefer karsa, veidav acha karsa. Only a sefer can make krisus and not anything else, not money. Rabbana, high sefer krisus by olay. What do you need the word krisus for? The boyle odavar hakairis beinel avino. You have to have a get that completely separates the two. There is no connection anymore. What's an example that we're coming to exclude? Look at the Braisa. Hareza gita chamrash lotus to yayin. You give a isha a get, but she can't drink wine the rest of her life because of my tanai. Or amnash lotelch lebeisavich loyalam. Well, you can't go to the house of her father the rest of her life. Toys speaks out here. Also there, that it means even if her father dies, it means her father's house. You can't go. Ain't that creases? Not creases. You know why? Because this is forever binding them. Because of his tanai, she won't be able to drink wine or go to the house, the father's house, all her life. So that's called a binder, and they're not going to be able to be completely divorced. Calls us from Yom. Only says 30 days, but it's a creases. It's creases from now already. Because after 30 days, they're going to be separated. That's enough to be called a creases. So he learned it out from the lashon of creases. But basically, nafgale, having clearly noticed, he uses creases to teach us dafka, a get makes the separation and not money. So how does he know creases has to be a complete separation? He lashon kares creases. That's the darshan's form. It's clearly enough. Glom a chorus creases. Chorus a chorus. That's a creases. Losh Rabban teaches both brushes. For Rabbanon, chorus creases like darshan. He doesn't darshan the loshon of chorus creases. He holds that's the way you talk, and therefore you can't have that darshan. You even cost a lot for that. Kapanim comes down. Chaykeis for basically in Rabbanon, if you can write a get on a bal chai. According to Rabbi Yisrael, he learns from a klal prata klal that you can't. It's be similar to a sefer. And according to Rabbana, he doesn't make the drasha instead because of his sefer, and he uses everything because of law increases for other things. Zok the mishnah vayta naya mishnah. Shiyara shachan sabavika. You have his caravan. They're on the way somewhere, on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and they're in the desert, and they stop for Shabbos, and they want to be able to carry the chalent from the fire to the table. Middle of a bikkah, what do you do? The kifua kli behema, they made a circle with kli behema, with the saddle, with the all different things, the packages. They made a circle around, and this is the way they make a mechitza for themselves. Metaltalim v'seicha, you can metaltal inside here. First of all, it has to be a sarat tvachim. It has to be 10 tvachim high, this wall. V'lo yiyu pirtzeis yiseris ala binyan. And the piritzes shouldn't be more than the binyan. The piritzes, which mean any breaches in the fence, it has to have more binyan than piritzes, which what we call oimin ruba al paritz. Another halacha called piritzes shika esa amos muteris. Any piritza, if you have oimin ruba al paritz, any piritza has more than 10 amos is fine. But play shuka pesach, that's a pesach. Yoistim mekan is also. More than that is also. It means more than that is also. More than ten amos, a piritza is no good, and a pasul whole thing. Rashi speaks out, even if you have oimid ruba parts, you have full, complete walls, for 3.5 walls, complete walls. You have a breach more than 10 amos, it pasul the whole entire thing. The thing is gone. That's the halacha. It's actually a machlokes hapoiskim, if it's the rice de gapsul or the van de gapsul. It makes big nafkaminas when it comes to the city of Erevin, if it's the rice de gapsul or the van de gapsul. But upon him, Most Rishonim hold, most Achronim, Paiskim hold that it's the Rabbanon. They found out it was a Bnei Chananel, it says the Raisa, which is from the big Rishonim. But upon him, the halacha is that you have up to 10 Amma periods of breach in the fence. Zok Gemara, Itmar, Parot Ka'imid. Let's say, our Mishnah sounds like you need more Oimid than Parot, which means you need more wall than openings. What about it's exactly even? It's 50% wall, 50% open. What's the halacha? So what's Machlaikas? Rapapa Amutter, Papa is good. Unbreed of Shu Amma Asa. Rapapa Amutter, Hoki Agme Rachmar Lamisha. We know it's Allah Mesh Messina, Mechitzes are Allah Mesh Messina. It's the whole thing about Mechitzes, Allah Mesh Messina. So the Allah Mesh Messina went like this. Loi Sifretz Ruba. Don't have breaches and rife. As long as that's what it is. As long as it's not rife, it's good. This was the Lachmanim Sinai. Gedar Ruba. Have most of it fenced in. You have to have Oymed Meruba. So that's Machlaikis Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Papa. Dr. Gemara, let's try to bring Raya to this. So is that what our Mishnah? Tanan, it says our Mishnah. Velo Yehiyu Pirtsoi Seseris Al Binyan. The Pirtsoi, the breaches shouldn't be more than the Binyan. It's Mash, Mama first. Hoke Binyan. It was equal to the Binyan. It's Mutter. It's right. The Mara says, no, loy tame a hoke binyan. Don't make a deal with hoke binyan mutter. Make a deal with this. You now have pirates as Ruben al Oymid. Ha, Oymid, Ruben al Parats is better. Hoke binyan, Elayma im binyan yaisa al pirates. If the binyan is more than the pirates, then it's mutter. Break the Gemara, I have a kabinyan my also, but you tell me kabinyan is also. Yahoki listi, loy ye pirates is kabinyan. Let the Mishnah say, loy ye pirates is kabinyan. It says, loy ye pirates is yaisa binyan. Sounds like anything after that is good. My answer is kasha. It's takashvara. I think more later on, Tazayan and Beis. We'll use this as a reason why we want to pass in Emir Ruba's mutter. When he says Daika Masizim Kavaserik, Gemara says later on, because Mishnah Masizim Meduyik that Paritz Koymit is good, but the Gemara just said the Kash. The Gemara is still going to try to bring Raya to this. Tashma, the halacha is that for a sukkah, a shpud, which is a metal skewer that they use for meat, like picture the Karm Pesach, or Aruchei Samita, which is these pieces of wood that are used to make a bed. Those things are makabel toma. And they are not good for schach. So I'm a karos to cost of a spudim my beruchos hamida. You made this roof of your sukkah with these skewers and these pieces of your bed, and now you want to put the kosher schach here, right? So yes, Rebach Benayim Kamoisam. If there's enough space between these spudim my beruchos equally to the pasul schach ksheru, because you'll have equal kosher schach and pasul schach. What do you see? Parot's goyim is mutter. Gans beforish. And for the Gemara, no. The space between the kosher and schach was a little wider than usual. The thing go in and out, not tight. So that means if the same spud go in and out between the spudim, then it means that it's a little bit wider than a spud. Because if exactly the size of a spud, it'll have to be pushed in very strong. Here it goes in easily, so it must be a little bigger. So the Gemara assumed that we're saying that is because EF shalot samtim to make it exact. For the Gemara about F shalot samtim, you could make it exact. Our Mishnah is talking about Madif, where you made it bigger. That's one teretz. Rav Amar, and while you nostim erev, nostim shasi nostim erev. Here, you're going to put the kosher eschach the opposite way of the pasul eschach. Therefore, you have even amount in between. Plus, you have the schach kosher eschach that's top of the pasul eschach. And Rashi learns that when you put the kosher schach on top of the pasul schach, because the mice it's more. It's more kosher schach than pasul schach. And you put it on top, and that's why it'll work. So you leave space inside there, you'll have zicha equally kosher schach, and then on top of it, it's mevatlet, and it'll work, and it'll be kosher. Therefore, it won't be a kasha on the Mandi Omar, who said that parot's claim is also, because here, we're talking about you put it the other direction, and you'll have more.